I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
Lord, I fond me, earnestly draw me into thy holy likeness to grow, thirsting for more and deeper communion, yearning thy love more fully to know. Open the way. Streams deep into my heart, cleanse and refine my thought and affection, seal me and make me pure as thou art. Dead to the world would I be, O Father, dead unto sin, alive unto thee.
Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Now to sanctify means to set apart or to make holy, to constitute holy. That means allow no other resident in your life. Now I am fully aware that the enemy, the devil, seeks to get a toehold in your life and mine. And whenever he can, he definitely seeks to get a larger hold. So you must sanctify the Lord God in your heart so that the devil has no right of way, no place, no toehold of any kind.
My friend, I hope that little excerpt from today's message will whet your appetite for the teaching of the Word of God. All of us who follow Jesus face the challenge Dr. Yoder just mentioned, the challenge of cooperating with God's Holy Spirit in the process of our sanctification. Hi, I'm J. Mark Horst. And I'm your host for The Voice of Hope. I invite you to stay tuned for the next half hour. In our time together, we'll explore how we can effectively tell others about the hope we have in Jesus Christ, and how that is part of our becoming more like Him. During the reign of Oliver Cromwell, there was a shortage of currency in the British Empire, and so representatives of the Crown carefully searched the nation. They were hoping to find silver to meet the emergency. But after 1 month, the committee returned with this report. We have searched the empire in vain, seeking to find silver. To our dismay, we found none anywhere except in the cathedrals where the statues of the saints are made of the choicest silver. To this, Oliver Cromwell eloquently answered, "Let's melt down the saints and put them into circulation." May God melt our hearts and put us into circulation to reach those for whom Jesus Christ came to this earth.
Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus the mighty.
O God, our Heavenly Father, many are perishing, even as we pray. Put the fire of your holy love in our hearts. Stir us from our apathy and complacence. Give us a vision for souls lost and dying, and courage to risk loving others the way you have loved us. And now, Father, open our hearts to your truth as Dr. Yoder brings the word to us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, friend, we praise God that some of those who are perishing are being reached. Here's a testimony from a listener in the Asian country of Nepal. He writes, "I'm in the fourth year of my Christian journey, yet my faith is not so deeply rooted. I had been searching for a way to have daily fellowship in my life. Then my searching point was met by TWR radio program, Asha Ko Kiran by Heralds of Hope. This program helps me to grow spiritually and to gain moral teaching. It also helped me to establish a close relationship with God. I listen regularly and I got new hope through this program. I am so happy and say thanks to God. I also encourage my friends to listen to your program. Thank you." Now, friend, if you're just joining us, I want you to know you're listening to the Voice of Hope. In a few moments, we'll be listening to a message presented by our founder and Bible teacher, the late Dr. J. Otis Yoder. By God's grace and the prayers and gifts of listeners just like you, we are celebrating 50 years of ministry. This program is produced and sponsored on this station by Heralds of Hope. To learn more about this ministry, log on to our website at heraldsofhope.org. Now, here's Dr. Yoder with today's teaching. How to give your reason.
Everything that happens has a reason behind it. I learned in physics when I was in high school that for every action, there is equal and opposite reaction. That's true. There are certain laws in our universe which no one can alter. For example, the revolution of the Earth keeps on going, has been going that way ever since there has been known history. In fact, we understand from the biblical account of creation that God set it spinning, and it has been going that way ever since. Then in our lives, God has given us certain rather awesome liberty. In what we do, we can make choices as we wish. That is an awesome responsibility, my friend. Have you ever asked someone, "Hey, why did you do that?" And the reply was, "Oh, I don't know." But there was a reason behind the action, and perhaps you had to probe a bit to find out what that reason was. I'm speaking to you now to help you respond to give your reason reasonably. So listen, as I read from the Holy Book of God, it is 1 Peter 3, 13-17. Find it in your Bible and follow as I read. That's 1 Peter 3, 13-17. And who is he that will harm you, if ye be followers of that which is good? But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you, as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. Now, within these verses from Peter, I've found several practical counsels for you so that you will be able to give your reason. My first counsel is this: be steadily resolute. Hold to the good. Don't collapse under pressure. Be follower of that which is good, and be glad to suffer for righteousness' sake. Keep steady. Don't panic when threatened. The Apostle Peter counsels us, neither be afraid of their terror, nor be troubled. Be brave. Their terror is only temporary. There's nothing permanent about their rampages. That too will pass. You know, Jesus said it like this in Matthew 10:28, and I quote him: "Fear not to them who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." So you know for certain that their terror is only temporary. Then Jesus further said in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5:11 and 12 what reaction we should have when we are persecuted severely. He said it like this, and I'm reading now, Matthew 5:11 and 12. Listen to the words of the Savior. He said, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." So you see, be steadily resolute. Don't give up easily. My second counsel is, be sensibly ready. The Apostle Peter goes on to speak about this in rather detailed fashion. Give God full place. He said, "Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts." Now, to sanctify means to set apart or to make holy, to constitute holy. That means allow no other resident in your life. Now, I am fully aware that the enemy, the devil, seeks to get a toehold in your life and mine. And whenever he can, he definitely seeks to get a larger hold. So you must sanctify the Lord God in your heart, so that the devil has no right of way, no place, no toehold of any kind. Then speak up with assurance. Let it be a fresh, spontaneous testimony. Give a reason. Be ready always. That's why I say be sensibly ready. Say it clearly. Identify your hope. But now, you must be humble about it. You know, somebody said, it's like one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. So nobody has any advantage on anyone else. But you must be sensibly ready to give your reason. My third counsel is, be seriously righteous. Have a clear, good conscience. The Apostle Peter tells us that. He says, having a good conscience. That means having it clear, having it functioning. Let nothing soil it. I checked up a bit on that word, conscience, and I found out that the Greek word, which is pronounced synedison, means to perceive between. It has the idea of discernment, of reason and conclusion. You must keep that conscience functioning clearly and without soiling it. Avoid just cause for blame. Don't give the opposition any reason, just reason, to blame you. Adhere to a consistent lifestyle. Let all accusation be false. Never let the accusation be true. Avoid any just cause for blame. Then recognize the will of God in all of life. That's important, friend. So often we bow God out of part of our life. We say, this is where I make my own decision. Don't ever do that, friend. If you have done it, confess it, and seek only the will of God. Paul put it this way. He said, flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, and peace with them that call upon the Lord with a pure heart. That's 2 Timothy 2, verse 22. Then I found another very interesting verse in Hebrews 12:14. Follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. I am talking to you about being seriously righteous. Take it seriously. Take it to your heart. Take it to be a part of your life, the total part of your life, to be seriously righteous. Here, then, is how you give your reason. Be steadily resolute, determined to hold out. Be sensibly ready. Speak with assurance. Be seriously righteous. Keep a clear conscience, and God will bless and keep you, and you will be able to give your reason. And now let us pray. O Lord God, we are in a world of opposition, but we are not alone. We can find victory and triumph through Him who gave His life and shed His blood for us. I pray for my friend and me that we will never be ashamed, but we will always speak up and be ready to give our reason, that we will be steadily resolute to hold fast, that we will be sensibly ready to give our testimony, and we will seriously be righteous to do the will of God. I pray this in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Awake, ye saints, and raise your eyes, and raise your voices high. Awake and praise that sovereign love that shows salvation nigh. Awake and praise that sovereign love that shows salvation nigh. Behold, I come, the Savior cries, on wings of love I fly. So come, dear Lord, my soul replies, and bring salvation nigh. So come, dear Lord, my soul replies, and bring salvation nigh. Then, waiting brethren, let us sing, He will not tarry long, and
fill with joy the hours that bring the glory of our song. And fill with joy the hours that bring the glory of our song.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for allowing yourself to be a channel for the Holy Spirit to speak to us. You know, friend, the Spirit has stirred my heart with this truth. In the words of Hebrews 10:24, He has used this message to stir up love and good works. And I hope you've found it that way too. Too often, I fear, we discuss and debate to the nth degree which methods of evangelizing are the best, and yet we fail to effectively use any of them. Reminds me of a story about D.L. Moody. One time a lady told him, "I don't like your method of evangelism." And he answered her, "Well, I really don't like mine all that much either. What's yours?" She replied that she didn't have one. And then Moody said, "Well, then I like mine better than yours." It doesn't do us any good to criticize the efforts of others if we aren't doing anything ourselves. Doing that is usually an attempt to cover up our own failures. So let's ask God for courage to speak up for Him.
We will stand when the battle rages, trusting in the Lord, resisting powers of darkness with shield and sword. We will lift our eyes to Jesus when courage seems small, and we will find the strength to stand through it all.
The trial of our faith brings its reward, endurance for the battle in the name of the Lord. And the truth that keeps this hope alive is the promise that He gives.
When we face the greatest struggle, we will stand. We will stand when the battle rages, trusting in the Lord, resisting powers of darkness with shield and sword. We will lift our eyes to Jesus when courage seems small, and we will find the strength to stand through it all. We will lift our eyes to Jesus when courage seems small, and we will find the strength to stand through it all.
Friend, I trust the Lord has spoken to your heart. Were you challenged by our time in the Word? Is there someone you'd like to share this program with? You can do that in a couple of ways. First, you can point them to our website, heraldsofhope.org. Today's teaching and many other programs are archived on our website, and you can visit it anytime when it's convenient for you. Or you can request a CD copy of this program also. Just let us know if you want an audio copy. You can reach us by email at hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you can write to The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or pick up your phone and call our office toll-free at 1-866-960-0292. And if you'd like a printed copy of this teaching, I'm glad to inform you we recently had this whole series reprinted in an attractive paperback book. The teaching you heard today, as well as all the other messages in this series, are contained in the book titled Sojourners in Faith. To request your copy of Sojourners in Faith, send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 1-866 860-0292. Or write to us at the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And we also invite you to visit our Facebook page, where you can see a daily prayer request, learn about upcoming events, or read an encouraging testimony. It's also an easy way for you to send a message to us, and we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can include a gift with your letter, or you can donate securely online at heraldsofhope.org, or by calling our toll-free number. That's 1-866-960-0292. And when you send your gift, don't forget to ask for your copy of the book, Sojourners in Faith. We do depend upon God's grace and your fervent prayers, along with your generous financial support, to enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Thanks for being with me today, friend. Next time on the Voice of Hope, Lord willing, Dr. Yoder will present another message in our series from 1 Peter, The Long-Suffering of God. So you plan to join me, and until then,
the sands of time are sinking, the dawn of heaven breaks, the summer morn I've sighed for, the fair sweet morn awakes. Dark, dark hath been the midnight, but day spring is at hand, and glory, glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. O Christ, He is the fountain, the deep, sweet well of love, the streams on earth I've tasted, more deep I'll drink above. There too an ocean fullness His mercy doth expand, and glory, glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He brings above a sinner into His house of wine. I stand
garment, but her dear bridegroom's face.